parsha over here of Shviras Luchas and Shviras Haluchas. It's one of the very difficult parshas in the sense that the shirish of all the churbanis that are going to be in Klal Yisrael are merumas over here. In other words, the metzias that Klal Yisrael gets davash v'ketusha and that Klal Yisrael loses it, that's the shirish of the Chet HaEgel and so on. It says over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a Pesach to be mispalel, and it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hanicha li v'achalim kirega. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu kilo told him that you have some sort of power over me, and if you just let me go, if you don't let me go, I won't be able to mechala them. And Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Pesach, had mispal, and so on. But the Loshna Nichali means Ki'ilu, Moshe was doing something, and he was he had something over Kadosh Baruch Hu Kabayachal. So Chazal say in Brachas, the Gemara says in Brachas that Melamed, that he was Toifis Kabayachal, he was Toifis Kadosh Baruch Hu Bibigdoi, he was Toifis Kadosh Baruch Hu and held on to him, and he wouldn't let him go until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't be Machal Klal Yisrael. It's very hard to understand, I mean, what do those words mean? What does it mean that it was Kilo Tafsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bibigdoi, and he wouldn't let him go? So the Goyen says in Imre Noyam and Brachas, he says that he explains the word Beged, anything that has in itself HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kri Hashem, it's also called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it says Tzadikim Arsidim Likroi Al Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Things that have in themselves divine qualities are sometimes called HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Chazal. Like it says Vashem Hoylech Lefneim, and it says Vayisa Malach Hashem he brings. So therefore he says the two Luchos were Adova Godel V'chelek L'kai Mimal. The Luchos themselves were of a divine nature. So he says, Kolzman shall luchos haYevdei Yisrael iefshel lechaloisim. As long as the luchos were in the hands of Klal Yisrael, they could not be destroyed. So since we had something of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we couldn't be destroyed. V'chein hocha afal pishaparuch oisius mekomo kem kivim shashvarim kayomim adayin on oichzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since the pieces were still there, it's as if we're holding on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let go. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hanichali, and give me back the Luchos. As long as you have the Luchos, I can't destroy you. So we have here in the Goyen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Luchos themselves are a chelik kaviyoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when the Shivri Luchos, then Klal Yisrael can't be destroyed. Give back the luchos, and they can be destroyed. So we need to understand what does that mean. Why not? In other words, the Goyen says, fine. The Goyen says the pshat nanichali is the shivei luchos. But why is it that Klal Yisrael can't be destroyed as long as the shivei luchos are there? I mean, what's the problem? You destroy Klal Yisrael. They don't have the Shiva Luchas. Why holding on to the Shiva Luchas? Kaviyochel, it's as if you can't burn the tefillin together with the Irani Dachas. What exactly is why does that prevent HaKadosh Baruch from Mechal Kaisel? That's an akud that we want to talk about. There's another guy, and there's a Pasing Sheashir. And it says over here, it's going on the Pasik, Hanitzonim Niru Ba'aretz. Hanitzonim Niru Ba'aretz. Something has begun to crop, to sprout. The sprouts have been seen. Esa Zamir Giyah V'kol HaTonish HaBatzeinu. So Hanitzonim Niru Ba'aretz means the beginning of the blossoming of Klal Yisrael. So the Goyen says in his Pirush, Ashe Hashirim, Ha'inyan, Ki Machmas Sha'ovos Menochim Ba'aretz, it's only because the others are buried in the ground can we be zeicha in their schus. Vilule shegufo menachem baretz lahinu yichol niska savura. Had the avos not been buried in the ground, we couldn't have been zeicha b'schus avos. K'moyshe kasav l'ktoishan shebaretz heima vadir kachef tibam. It's a pasuk. It says l'ktoishan shebaretz because of the k'doshim that are buried in the ground. Vadire kol cheftibam, and that is why this is what I really want. I do everything for their sake. So the pashtu mashmos is in the pasuk the lekdoshim shebaretz heima. It's not telling me because they're buried in the ground. It's saying you have avos, your late avos who've passed away. And are in the Maros HaMachpelah, those are the Gdolim that I remember, and because of their schus, I'm going to do good for you. That's the Pashto Pshat. The Goyin is being madgish, l'kteish mashe b'oretz heima. Because they're in the Oretz, that's why I'm doing it with schus avos. And we have to try to deher as opposed to what? In other words, and he's saying it very clearly in his Pirush Hashem, the Goyin is saying, it's because they're Munachim Baretz. If their guf would not be Munach Baretz, so you know, you're Choylem. V'cheini says, similarly, the Luchos Rishon and Shniyim, it says, V'yom Chasenos of Yom Simchas Libo, that the Loyim Yom Tovim Yisrael, like Yom Kippur, Shenita B'Luchos Shniyas. So he says, what's the mile of Luchos Shniyas? Because they are gnuzim ba'aretz, leisi shachach ha'edus v'chayinim beis hamikdash. So the Goyin says two more points that are hard to understand. So why is luchos shniyim dafka the simcha especially big on Yom Kippur where luchos shniyim were given? Because they're gnuz ba'aretz. I'm not quite sure. As opposed to luchos rishonis are also gnuz. I don't know why he's madgish luchos shniyas as opposed to luchos rishonis. Those rishonis were together with the luchos shniyas in the Arin. But so why is the simchas libo especially then in luchos shniyas? And then he also says b'cheina inyan beis hamikdash. It's not clear what he means b'cheina inyan beis hamikdash. It says in Chazal that the Mishkan was nignas. Connected to Hegel, that's one nekuda about Mishkan, but the Mikdash itself, it only says Tovu Sha'arim Ba'aretz, that the Sha'arim of the Beis HaMikdash were also Nignas. So, but Al-Kaponim, the Goyin is putting together two, three inyanim that the others are buried in the ground. There's a psamaila and a yichud in that. Secondly, the fact that the Luchos Shniyas, the Simcha Luchos Shniyas was that they would be Gonus. And third of all, that the Beis Hamikdash itself, very, very not clear what those likudis are. Let's take a look, one more thing. The Rambam in Beis HaBchira speaks about the Tzuras HaBayis, and he goes through the Kelim, Mizbeach, and the Menorah, and so on, all of the Kelim, the Shulchan, etc. In Perek Aviv Beis HaBchira, he says, he explains how the Hegel was built. He's finished with the Kelim, he goes through the Kiyah, the Shulchan, etc. And now he's speaking about the Tzura of the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, Evin Hoyse B'Kodesh HaKadoshim, B'Mar Ravoy, Shaleh Hava Oren Munach. There was an Evan that the Aron was Munachav. Well, the fun of Tzenzenes Amonim at the Aron. Fine. And then he goes on, the walls between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichel, and how the Heichel was built, how the Chatz was built. But he adds another paragraph in the first Halacha. U'be'esh she'bon Shlomo's HaBayis, when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, v'yodah she'soifi l'chorif, he knew that the Bayis would be soifi l'chorif, bona by mokrim lignes by ha'aron l'mata, Bimatmonius amukois bakalkulis. He found a place, he built in a place down deep in all sorts of tunnels, a place where to hide the Aron. V'yosha melech tziva v'gonzi b'makim shabana shlema, and Yosha melech was mitzavet and goynis it where Shlomo did shnema vayemer lalevim amevinim l'chol yisrael akdoshim l'Hashem tnuas aron akodesh b'yishu bana shlom b'david mach yisrael ein l'chom masa bekosev ato ibdas Hashem l'keichem. So all of these things were nignas v'kol elo l'chozu b'yisheni v'afurim betumim shoy b'yisheni lo yimishim ruach akodesh and so on. So v'lo yoisim oisin al lahashim shmoyne b'godim l'koyin god l'kodesh l'mchusu b'godim. So the Rambam, it goes off on a tangent. I mean, he's talking about the Tzur of the Bayis. There was an Evan, there was an Aron on it, and that's why it's supposed to be the Tzur of the Bayis. The whole piece over here that Shlomo Melech knew that the Bayis would be Chariv, and he built a special tunnel with the Gernis and hide it, has nothing really to do, L'chura, with Hilchos Beis Abchira. It is something that is, it's a side note, it's a historical note. You should have, at the end of Hilchos Beis Abchira, he could have said what happened to the Beis HaMikdash. But he's talking here about the layout of Beis HaMikdash, the halachas. The halachas of how the Beis HaMikdash is laid out. The kelim, the tzuras habayis, the harabayis, etc. That's, what does he have? This is not, is this Mehilchos Beis Abchira? Is this from those halachas? That is an opinion we need to be involved. So let's start with, it says, Chazal go into a series of things that were nignas. The first thing that was nignas is, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created oyer, and he saw that the oyer is not, the world is not royu for the oyer. So it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goynis half of the oyer, and he was for the tzaddikim was lovoy. And on that it says, Oyer Zerua LaTzadik. So the first yesod in the Bria of Gniza, of something that's called Gonus, is Oyer Zerua LaTzadik. The light was planted for the Tzadik. That's the Lashon HaPasuk. Very, very strange combination of words. Oyer Zerua LaTzadik. The words, the light was planted for a Tzadik. But that's the way Chazal described that Mice of Gniza. So let's try to understand that mahalach of Gniza. That's a very, very, it's a core inyan in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhagah Hashgacha. You find that the Goyen says, when he speaks about Nitzonim Niru Ba'aretz, the Goyen is Madgish, the word Aretz. He says, The Oretz is the lowest part of the Bria. And Oretz has in itself a tchuna that it can swallow things up. Something that disappears underground is no longer functioning in the metzias of the world. It no longer you have no access to it. The Gemara says Ein Shmir L'Ksof Elo B'Karka. Burying something is the most natural way to hide something. That's hiding. But earth contains in itself the ability to take the Koyach HaChius that's in something, to preserve it, and to allow it to sprout out at some other time. In other words, if you take a seed and you put it on a pedestal, even though the seed is physically around, but it really has no use or purpose or accomplishes anything. If you put it into the ground, it may be hidden, but the ground can be matzmiachit. It's something which, even when it's in the ground, its core of chius remains. So if you take a seed and you leave it outside, it might dry up and wither away. If fire of azor beruach destroys it, putting it into the ground, it takes it out of the public domain, but it retains its chius, its mashpia, and so on. So we have a unique mahalach in the Bria. There are things that are around and functioning and part of the Bria. There are things that are ne'evad lenetzach, mefar v'zor l'ruach, nisrafim. Efer, the Gemara says, is not matzmiach. Aleph peiresh, ashes, is something that doesn't really, it's not matzmiach other things. It doesn't give life to anything else. It's a way to kill something. Offer is something that is matzmiach. So it has in itself, on the one hand, the ability to hide something. On the other hand, the things that are hidden there retain the metzias. They sprout into chias at some point. And b'meila, we can look at them as a metzias kayemes in b'koyach. They are there in potential. They're still there potentially. So if a person, l'moshel, has weeds in his field, and he cuts the weeds down, if he leaves the seed or the roots in the ground, so even though the field has no weeds now, but the seed, but the weeds are being mashpia on the field, and they can come out again and destroy the field. That is the musig of Geniza. The koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, he gave it to Aretz. And that's why we always see the ground is called the matzmiach. Aretz toitzitz mocheha. The tzimcha, the ground gives forth its tzmachim. In other words, it's as if that's the reshus of aretz. Aretz is something that has in itself a reshus. It includes in itself the ability to be goinus things and to bring out to bring alive again the things. The matzmiach Yeshua is. There's a mahalach where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goyin is in yanim, and then he's matzmiach Yeshua. That's what the goyin means over here. So the goyin says that in yanim of in the yanim of that are called gnignas in the aretz, on them is chal a hemshach of matzmiach Yeshua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matzmiach the potential that was there and comes out. In the world of Kedusha, we have Tashmishei Mitzvah, and we have Tashmishei Kedusha. Tashmishei Mitzvah are in Yonim that you do a mitzvah with it. Once you've done the mitzvah, once it's, the Lashon in Halach is Nasis Mitzvosan, once something's mitzvah is done with, you can throw it, it retains absolutely nothing. And you can throw it out. You're not supposed to do Darach B'Zoyin, but tzitzis, once it's puzzle, you can get rid of it. Not Darach B'Zoyin, but that's it. Tashmishei Kedusha, the world of Kedusha, are things that that you have to be going as it. So Vaistais Tashmishei Kedusha belong to the world of Geniza. And the reason is, the gedder of what we would call Tashmishei Kedusha versus Tashmishei Mitzvah. Tashmishei Kedusha are basically, the general category of Tashmishei Kedusha are things that you have writing on it. Say for Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, etc. And those are things that have a guf and a neshama. L'moshel, tzitzis are tzitzis. That's what they are. Just wool and that's it. When you write something, the writing and the parchment became a kli for something that's neshamadik, similar to a guf and a neshama. There's the oisius parchus, there's the teichen of the oisius, the dvar Hashem, and the oisius that served as a kli. Other mitzvahs are finite in the fact that their whole mitzvah is a luv and esrik is a luv and esrik. Certainly there's kafanis you can have when you shake a luluv and esrik and so on and so forth, but a luluv and esrik is not really a kli for something deeper than itself. It is itself. We can use it and noivir Hashem with it. Tefillin, mezuzah, and sefer Torah are things that are kalim, just like a guf that contains an neshama, these things contain teichen themselves. That's the gedder of Tashmishei Kedusha versus Tashmishei Mitzvah. So those in yonim that are defined as Tashmishei Kedusha, on them is chal the mahalach of Geniza, which means that it never ceases to be. Even when it's not functioning overtly as a tashmish of mitzvah, or a tashmish of kedusha, but in its mitzvah form, it still retains in itself the seed, just like a human being, just like the body even. Even when the body stops functioning, the DNA still has the potential of life in itself. It doesn't stop having the potential unless it's destroyed. So too, anything that had in itself, contained in itself something bigger than itself, a kedusha, that is something that belongs to the world of genizus, not ivadin, and continues to retain its mitzias, and its world is the world of kvura. Kvura is the things, all those things that are nignaz and not nevad, their makom is a makom of kvura. Avun de kula is Adam. Adam is me ofa atav al ofa toshuv. A person's mitzias is from offer. He's nikvar because in kvura he retains a status of being nignaz. The first place, the first inyan in the Bria that came out, it says that the Eitzim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, the Atzei Shitim were Nivra, they were Chafdalav Minim, Chafalav Minim, and the same Chazal, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goynes them for the Mishkan specifically. In other words, these things were not Roy for the Bria, but they were there in potential, and then we used it up. We used it for Mishkan. The Mishkan was the first, was the Aron, the Aron with the Luchos, is the first Inyan, that was the first Inyan that was a real Davar Shebekdusha. It was something that had on itself a Ksav Elokim, and B'meila, it was a Sefer Torah. It was something that had in itself Kedusha. The Rambam is describing the Binyan HaMikdash. And the Rambam is telling us a davar nifla ad ma'oid in the way he describes it. A Beis HaMikdash, the whole tachas of Beis HaMikdash is to be around the Aron. So what kind of Beis HaMikdash is it if you don't have the Aron? Moslem ad-davar doyim, if you have a king's palace and the king is dead, the king's gone, king moved someplace else. So there's no, what shaykh a king's palace if the king's not there? If the Nekuda, like Rishonim say, the Nekuda Ha'ikris of the Mishkan is, it's a mini Har Sinai. So the everything is all around the Luchos like it was in Har Sinai. So the question is, if you don't have it anymore, if there was no Aron in Bayis Sheni, so where's the Beis HaMikdash in Bayis Sheni? It's not something, it's not negotiable, it's not an addendum to the Beis HaMikdash. This is the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam says the Aron was there always. Because when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he built the Mokum Aron was like a Maros HaMachpelah. There was a Hechetimtza for the Aron Begoli, and a Hechetimtza for the Aron Begniza. That's what he says. That's what the Rambam is saying. So he says the Rambam is saying the Nekuda Merkazis, the center point of the Beis HaMikdash, was there always. It was Begoli in Bayis Rishon and Begniza in Bayis Sheni. But without that, if there wouldn't have been a Pchinas Gniza built into the Beis HaMikdash, there wouldn't be Beis HaMikdash in Bayis Sheni. That's what the Rambam is saying. The Mokar that this exists is in that this is the Mahalach that can exist in Luchos is because that's how Luchos were given Lechatchila. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Sheva the Luchos, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Hanichali. So that means as long as the Luchos, Sheva Luchos, are still in Klal Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael has Luchos. The Chiyus of Klal Yisrael, in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu holding on to Klal Yisrael, and not destroying Klal Yisrael, is because, like the pasuk we said in Purim, that sur levavi v'chelk elokim, since the inner core of Klal Yisrael is elokim, the inner core of Klal Yisrael is elokim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't destroy them. The shmi is nikra lehem. As long as they even have the shivrei luchos, then it's still there in the person. and the person can't, and Klal Yisrael can't be destroyed, because that's the mitzvahs of Shivrei Luchos. We have it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, as long as you have it, I can't destroy you. So let's give it back. And so Moshe understood that holding on to Shivrei Luchos is still important, and it's worth being Moser Nefesh for that. Luchos Shnios were given. That Luchos Shnios were the Matzmiach Yeshua of the Shivrei Luchos Rishonos. In other words, here we had something where we had it, Luchos Rishonos, and then we broke it, and it was Nignaz in Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu held on to it, but Torah's Geniza is not giving it up, because even Shivrei Luchos is something we need to hold on, because it retains in itself the Koyach Achius. And that became Keluchos HaRishonim, the Luchos Shnios, Kimaseya Berishon, Kimaseya Besheni, the Luchos Shnios were the re-blossoming of Luchos Rishonis. Because we held on to the Shivrei Luchos, that's why we got Luchos Shnios. So in a complete cycle of Luchos, of Davar Shebekdusha, Shvira, Gniza, and Tzmicha again, that was Luchos Rishonis, Shvira HaLuchos, Luchos Shnios. That was the complete cycle of it. That's what the Goyin says. That's Yom Chasaz, Yom Tzimtzum, Lehoyad, Yom Tovim Yisrael, like Yom Kippur, because when we got Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios, when we got Luchos Shnios, we have in Klal Yisrael a sheirish for all future gnizos, for all future times that things might become broken, and as long as it's gunas, and we hold on to it, it sprouts again. So the mahalach of l'kdosh mashe ba'aretz hema, that happened over here. That's the pshat negoyin. In Anitzonim Nirbats L'kdoshim Asher Ba'aretz Hema, and we saw that the Goyin is madgish in the fact that it's not just that we had Ovis. The pasuk is not Asher Ba'aretz Hema is not just an address that we're talking about the Ovis. We're talking about the K'doshim Asher Ba'aretz Hema because the Ovis are Ba'aretz. In other words, as long as we have a Mokum Kvura. It says the marshal, we don't know where Kvuras Moshe Rabbeinu is, but it says that on God, Shom Sofon Tomon Chalkas Mechaykek, that the caver of Moshe Rabbeinu is in Shevet God, and it's strange. I mean, what's the Indian? I mean, in Shevet God's one of his chias is one of his big inyanim is. That the Moshe Rabbeinu lies within Shevet God. The teretz is Mokon Kvura is not just it's not just a tourist spot. It's not the Mokon of a tourist stop. It's the Mokon of the potential of Moshe Rabbeinu. If Moshe Rabbeinu lies in Shchelko Shel God, then God is the kli that holds those Shivrei Luchos that will sprout again. It's God is the flower pot from where the pieces of Adama that will be Matzmiach. It says in Chazal Al-Yo came from there, even though he's a Kohen, but he came from God. And the Chazal compare Al-Yo to Moshe in many, many ways. There's a whole Chazal, whatever you find by Moshe, you find by Al-Yo. He went up, he didn't eat for 40 days, he didn't eat for 40 days. On and on and on. There's some sort of the Elio sprouted from the seed of Moshe, and it's the source of the makram. If God has in itself the geniz of Moshe, then it has in itself the ability to bring out that nekuda. That's the what it means. So the goyin is madgas the k'doshim asher ba'aretz hema, because they're called ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Kvura, and the others are nikvar in Klal Yisrael means that they're still functioning. Hanitzanim niru ba'aretz, because whatever we see coming out is because there was a zriya of others in the Adama, and this is the tzmicha of that zriya. That's the pchinas matzmiach yeshuas that he means. On the one hand, this is the yisoid of Klal Yisrael in its whole hekif. Klal Yisrael is built around the core of having had big things, churbanis, and somehow the things that we had are the sheirish for the things that will be. But on a person himself also, there are that this mahalach is nageya to every person in his own world as well also. Lamashal. A person is, a person learns a lot. As much as we chazen and try to remember, we forget. A person has very intense experiences. A person goes through intense events, and events that are very, very, that impress themselves on him. A person goes through Yom Kippur, a person goes through a Purim, a person goes through things that have a profound impression on him. Somebody who's not a bardas thinks that he'll change forever, and it doesn't. Things don't come back to where they were. And the person feels, what a waste. I mean, okay, you know, it didn't. What's the point of it? What's the point of us going through Yom Kippur or and Pesach and Leila Seder and so on when those events fade out at some point? The answer is, it depends on how the person treated those events. If a person treats those events by rejecting them, by never absorbing them, Chazal said a davar nifla, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took offer from all parts of the world to create Adam, so that Adam should be, all the world should accept person for kvura. In other words, there could have been a matzah where the earth rejects Adam. It's not a davar pasht. We think, what do you mean? That's the rock bottom. It doesn't have to be that way. The earth could not absorb Adam, and then it wouldn't be chal on it those inyanim of geniza and tzmicha. He would not become absorbed by the Adama. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special bria that it should be done from all halakim. If a person goes through an event and doesn't shtel himself tzu to the event, he doesn't become part of it, doesn't immerse himself in it, doesn't absorb it, then it's correct. It can glide off him. The Lashon Chazal is like when you give musa and you're shooting arrows at a shield that is well greased. The arrows just fly off because it just slips off. If a person has that type of framework, or as much as he has that type of attitude towards things that he goes through, those things never happened and never were. So if a person is cynical about it, if a person is apathetic about it, if a person is not into it, then it's lacking. But if a person went through an event that he was into it, that he was part of it, every davar shebekedusha leaves a mark on the nefesh. It doesn't have to stay befoil for it to be important. As long as it makes its mark on the person's nefesh, it becomes a chelik of the geniza in that person's nefesh. Dvarim shebekedusha, things that have a guf and a neshama, if the mitzvah was done just guftik, then there is no geniza to it. Dvarim shebekedusha means that the thing was a kli for some teichen. The stone was a chetimtza for some writing on it. That's what it was. If that's the case, then the thing leaves a roshim on the person. Even if the person can't find it, the person doesn't even remember it really. He doesn't remember the Yom Kippur. He remembers it was Yom Kippur, but he can't picture himself at all in it. But if Shas Maisa, the person, it was absorbed in some of the mamakim of the person, there was a neshama to the guf of what he's doing, then it becomes part of the person's metzias. Geniza is a very important chelik of Davish Bektusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria that certain things would be overt and certain things would become Zriya. Or Zeruah LaTzadik. The very first Bria in the world was split into two. The part that is there b'metzias, b'foil, and the part that's a Zriya in the Bria for Tzadikim Asad Lovay. Those inyanim that a person does with an emes, with harp, neshama, the person immerses himself into it, the years the person learns by being immersed in it and living in it, all of those things become part of the Gnizas Adam. The Beis HaMikdash is connected Adam, Olam Katan, connected Klal Yisrael, just like when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, the very core of the Beis HaMikdash, he built a makom goli for the Aron, and a makom gonos for the Aron, so too a person's nefesh is built. There's a makom goli for Dvar Hashem Kedusha, and a makom chavui, a makom for Geniza Kedusha. Those things that are in the person's Geniza, even though it's frustrating sometimes that they're not accessible, but they're there, the person has them. L'kdosh ma'ashe b'oretz heima, those things are in the karka of the nefesh. Those things will have in themselves a tzmicha. And as time goes on, or eventually, these things become the Or Zerua Latzadik, the things that were Nizra and come out to light, and those are the things that keep a person. A person doesn't understand what keeps him. It's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Honichli, just reject it. Throw it out and you're gone. As long as the person holds on, even if they're Shivri Luchas, but I'm holding on to it because there's something in it. I can't put my finger in it. I can't read it anymore. I can't understand it anymore. But I'm holding on to it. That allows a person to retain it as part of his neshama. And eventually, the those in yarnim that the person holds on to, b'tzuras geniza, become the tzmicha for the second luchas. This comes back again to the person and becomes the seed from where the rebuilding of the person starts once again.
Yeah.